Hey, welcome to another episode of the Life Sculptors Podcast, where we read children's books and we have adult conversations that make a difference in our lives. And I'm your host, Dante Poole. So grateful to be with you. Hey, if you haven't been paying attention, I have a book out called Developing a Durable Mind, and it is radically shifting the way people think about their thinking and how they're showing up. And I want to invite you to get your copy today. You can visit my website at www.lifesculptors.org, or you could go to Amazon. I mean, you can find it. And it is a great read for you. You see it back there in the picture behind me. If you're wondering what the cover looks like, it is worth the effort. It is worth the effort. And so here we are today. And this conversation today is kind of a somber conversation. It is deeply reflective because it has to do with those moments when things feel like they are falling apart. Ah, man. We've all had them, right? Where the dream you've been building, where the plans that you have and you were certain of, like the tower that you were building and you stacked it so carefully, like you were careful to cross all the T's, dot all the I's, or maybe you weren't, but suddenly it all crashes to the ground. Oh, man. And in those moments, what we need most isn't answers. It isn't advice. It's not even solutions. What we need is for someone to just show up. And here's the truth. Many of us are carrying memories of times when we needed someone to show up for us and no one did. And their absence has left a mark on our souls. Yeah, see. And it makes us wonder, right? Like when it's our turn to show up for others, like whether or not we know how to do it and how do we do it well? Because I don't want somebody else to experience what I've experienced. Like how can we create the kind of presence that and safety that that helps others navigate their change and their loss and in ways that maybe I wasn't so successful at. I don't know. See, that's what today's children's book is about. It's the Rabbit Listened. The Rabbit Listened. It's by Corey Doerfer, CoriDoerfeld. Corey Doerfeld. And this book has something powerful to teach us about presence. So let's get into it. The Rabbit Listened. One day, Taylor, little boy, decided to build something. He's got blocks, y'all. Something new. Something special. Something amazing. And Taylor was so proud. But then, out of nowhere, crash, things came crashing down. The chicken was the first to notice. Cluck, cluck, what a shame. I'm so sorry, sorry, sorry this happened. Let's talk about it. Cluck, cluck. But Taylor didn't feel like talking. So the chicken left. Next came the bear. Rawr, rawr, how horrible. I bet you feel so angry. Let's shout about it. Rawr, rawr, rawr. But Taylor didn't feel like shouting. So the bear left. The elephant knew just what to do. Trumpada! I can fix this. We just need to remember exactly the way things were. But Taylor didn't feel like remembering. So the elephant also left. One by one they came. The hyena, hey, let's laugh about it. The ostrich, boom, let's hide and pretend nothing happened. The kangaroo, tisk, tisk, what a mess. Let's throw it all away. And the snake, let's go knock someone else's down. But Taylor didn't feel like doing anything with anybody. So eventually, they all left until Taylor was alone. In the quiet, Taylor didn't even notice the rabbit. But it moved closer and closer until Taylor could feel his body, his warm body. Together, they sat in silence until Taylor said, please stay with me. The rabbit listened. The rabbit listened as Taylor talked. And the rabbit listened as Taylor shouted. And the rabbit listened as Taylor remembered and laughed. The rabbit listened to Taylor's plans to hide, to throw everything away, to ruin things for somebody else. And through it all, the rabbit never left. And when the time was right, the rabbit listened to Taylor's plan to build again. I can't wait, Taylor said. It's going to be amazing. The end. Oh, I got to read the back cover. It says, sometimes hugs say more than words. Y'all, Taylor is building this tower out of blocks. He and his tower just falls apart. I don't know. I remember as a kid just building something and just being so proud of it, and then it just fell down, and I was so disappointed. But maybe even in your life, you've built a tower, you've built something, you've been trying to build your career, you've been building a relationship, you've been trying to build something, and it just falls apart. In our story, one by one, the animals arrive with their own ideas of how Taylor should handle this loss. The chicken wants to talk, 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 and the bear wants to shout and be angry. The elephant wants to remember. The hyena wants to laugh. The ostrich wants to hide. The kangaroo wants to throw it all away. And the snake wants to hurt other people. Because hurt people hurt people. Oh, see, and all of these feelings are real, whether it's anger or sadness or laughter or talking or hiding or even starting over. They're all legitimate responses to loss. But Taylor, he wasn't ready for any of them, y'all. He wasn't ready. And then the rabbit came. My gosh. The rabbit didn't talk. The rabbit didn't push. The rabbit just stayed. He just stayed. And when Taylor was ready, when he was ready to talk, when he was ready to remember, when he was ready to get angry, to start over again, the rabbit was there. Oh. So good now. Man. It makes me think about how sometimes the animals in our life, whether it's our dog or our cat, they just know. And they just sometimes just come right next to you, and they're just present. It's why we love our pets, right? Because they just show up. They're just present. They don't say anything. They don't do anything. They're just there. It's as if they know that something's going on with you, and they just show up. Right? And so often when someone we love or someone we care about is hurting, we rush in to give them what we think they need. Like whether that's advice or comfort or distraction or solutions. And sometimes they're just not ready. And so presence means respecting their timing. Yeah, see, it's trusting that their heart will get to the feelings and it needs to get to, but maybe not on our schedule. In my book, Developing a Durable Mind, I use this dream framework. The D is for determination, but the R, which is what I want to highlight right now, is the R is for resilience. And y'all, the rabbit showing up as present for Taylor in these moments is resilience in motion. It's beautiful, y'all. It comes. Resilience isn't just bending without breaking. It's also the grace to take the time you need to stand again. Take the time you need to stand again. And the rabbit gives this to Taylor. He gives Taylor space for this. Gives space for it. Oh, man. And we struggle with this issue of presence because sometimes our helping is really about us. Like we want to help, not because we want to make it better for them, but because it'll help us feel better. Sometimes our help isn't really about helping them. It's about us. Like we have a need to be useful or to fix what feels broken. We struggle with silence. Like silence makes us so uncomfortable. We'll start talking and doing things to fill the silence. And we just need to be quiet and sit. Yeah. And we have this craving for validation, for somebody to be able to say, we did something for them. And even for us to say to ourselves, look at what I did. But when we make it about us, we hijack their moment. See, that's not presence. It's control and manipulation camouflaged as compassion. True presence means this isn't about me. It's about them. Oh, we got to do some work around that right there. Oh, and so presence is a skill. It's not passive. It's something that has to be practiced. Like you got to practice just being with somebody and not always having to say something, not always having to do something, to just be present. And so I have this formula, these ingredients, that's probably a better word for them, these ingredients for presence, okay? We need a dash of patience, right? It means that we don't rush someone's process. They got to go at the pace that they go at, and we got to be okay with that. That's where patience comes in. And then we need like a fourth cup of understanding, right? It means that I'm listening without judgment. It doesn't have to be the way I think it ought to be. I suspend my shoulds and my ought tos and all the things that I say should happen for somebody or whatever. I just listen without judgment. And then we need, maybe a half a cup of proximity, right? We just need a little proximity. That means sometimes I'm close Sometimes I give space. I need to discern when I need to have closeness and when I need space. I need to be able to determine that. It's that word discernment. I kind of get a sense of when it's time to be closer, when it's time to back up off of them and give them more space. But I also need, I need a whole cup. I might need two cups of carefulness, right? I might need some more carefulness. Like it's our tone. It's our body language. It's our timing. Carefulness. And then the last bit of this concoction, these ingredients for presence is clarity. Like, and it's just simply letting them know, I'm here. You're not alone. Oh man. And y'all, that clarity, that messaging of I'm here, you're not alone. You don't even need a lot of that. You might need like a teaspoon of that. And I just need you to know that it's like yeast. It doesn't take a lot, right? A little yeast, right? Leaven's a whole lump. Like just a little bit goes a long way. Patience, understanding, proximity, carefulness and clarity, all of those things help develop presence. And presence creates an environment for the other letter in my dream framework, and that's adaptability. I need adaptability so I can grow. I need presence because it helps create the environment where I can grow, because adaptability is the ability to pivot after change has occurred or even in the midst of change. But premature adaptability, like when it happens too quickly, when I try to adapt too quickly, it's like the kangaroo saying, let's throw it all away and let's just start over. And that could be harmful because I might not be ready to start over yet. And true adaptability, it requires presence and patience first. Yeah. And part of what happens is some people didn't grow up, all right? And it might be many of us, and maybe it's not many of us. I don't know how many it is. I don't want to qualify it with a number, but I'm just saying that some people didn't grow up with someone who showed up for them, someone who consistently showed up for them. And that absence, man, that absence can push us into one of two different directions. Like the first direction is we overcompensate. Right? We want to force others to accept our help so that they don't feel what we felt. Like they don't feel the loneliness we felt, the abandonment we might have felt. Oh, man. And so we just try to force our help on them. We just overcompensate. But then the other direction is we just withdraw. We pull all the way out. We pull all the way away. We don't stay. We leave. We are convinced that presence doesn't matter. But presence does matter, doesn't it? It does. It creates emotional and relational and psychological safety. Like, and it's the very things that people need to navigate loss and change on their own terms. Like we gotta give people the space to deal with what they're dealing with on their own terms. That's huge. And that means that sometimes presence looks like a hug. And sometimes it looks like silence. Sometimes it looks like simply not leaving. Not leaving, like just being there. Like we struggle to just be in the room with someone. Like you sit on that chair, I'm gonna sit on this chair. We don't even need to talk. We don't even need to be doing the same thing. I'm gonna read my book. You do what you're doing. You might even just sleep. Like sometimes people just wanna sleep and you just need to be present. And y'all, this is the soil that leads to the E in the dream framework, and that is exploration. Exploration is the courage to try again, to rebuild, to consider new possibilities. I can't get to that unless I've had these moments where I've been able to process and I've been able to go through this on my own terms. I'll eventually get to that place. I'll get to that place, right? And that's why we need to practice learning to sit with the discomfort instead of just rushing past it. We ourselves need to learn to sit with the discomfort of loss and change. It's okay for us not to have a solution, an answer, a fix it. Oh, it's okay for you not to feel better right now. And I love that the rabbit shows us how to use presence. Like he uses presence to make that possible for Taylor. The rabbit just sits there with him. So I want you to be thinking about someone that may be walking through change and loss right now. Like somebody who's dealing with disappointment or discouragement. And instead of asking, what can I say or what can I do or how can I fix this? I want you to ask yourself, how can I simply show up? Like one of the questions we could ask is, how can I support you in this season? That's good stuff, y'all. And maybe that means silence. Maybe it means just simply sending a text that says, hey, I'm here. That's it, I'm here. Maybe it means listening to their story without adding your own stuff to it. And before you step in to try to help somebody or to try to be present with someone, I just want you to pause and I want you to ask yourself this question. Am I doing this for them or for me? Because that one question changes everything. And if you find that you are doing this for you, don't do it. Don't do it. Like, it's probably an indication that you need to work through your stuff too. See, the rabbit listened reminds us that when what we hope for falls apart, right? When what we hope for doesn't happen the way we expect it to happen, what people need most is someone not to rush in with answers and solutions, but someone willing to stay. Someone willing to listen. Someone willing to be present. Yeah. And so maybe this week, maybe you can offer that presence for someone this week. Maybe may you discover that showing up for others also begins to bring healing to those places in your own life where no one showed up for you. Yeah. If today's episode, if it spoke to you or it made you think about somebody in your life who you know is struggling with this, I want you to share it with them. I want you to subscribe. I want you to like it. I want you to share it. Share it far and wide with people who you know are navigating change and they just need people to be present. And as always, I just want to remind you that you're enough. You're exactly enough. Till next time.